Hi, Dan.
Nope.
I'm going to just keep asking until one day it's going to be Dan. It's Lex Friedman, everybody. Hi, Lex.
Hi, Jason. I'm backup Dan. I'm alternative Dan.
You're this week's backup Dan. I've had a lot of backup Dans.
Yes. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's like a Murphy Brown secretary, huh? Oh, old people know what I'm talking about. it's going to be here. This is our first. Okay, so the big story this week is that we changed the membership plan for Six Colors. And I've been working on it since January. And I launched it on Wednesday.
And amazing.
It's going pretty well so far. One of the features is that we're going to record the Six Colors podcast live in Discord for members at the new member levels. But everybody who's a member still gets the podcast. But we're going to do it live on stage as we are right now.
Well, what was exciting to me was I saw the automated Six Colors tweet about the new membership levels. I was like, oh, that's such a great idea, and retweeted it. And at the same second I retweeted it, you texted me about, hey, would I do this live with you on this day? So here we are.
Yeah, it as the prophecy foretold, I guess.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting thing. I found a really, really weird quirk in Memberful that means that people who want to upgrade get told, great, we'll start upgrading you in 6 months, because if you upgrade from a plan, if you're paying annually and you decide to sign up for monthly, it means that the net change to the dollar amount of the plan is lower, if that makes any sense. So you're going from a $60 plan to a $10 plan, even if you're going up. They apparently view that as a downgrade, and they treat it like you would any other downgrade, which is to say, oh, well, you paid for the higher level for this period of time, so we'll let you stay there, and then we'll take you down. Except in this case, it's not a downgrade, it's an upgrade. Anyway, I mentioned it to them, and they said, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe we should change our settings. I said, yeah, maybe. But anyway, my point is,
one of my favorite things about Memberful, yes, by the way, they are very responsive.
They are. Oh, they're super responsive. And I have filed several things that I said, you should change this feature this week. David Sparks, when he did the Max Sparky Labs thing a few months ago, apparently there are several features in Memberful now that are because David was like, why can't it do this? And they're like, oh, including one that I'm using now. So thank you to David for that. Basically what I'm saying is, if this is the first you're hearing, if you're a podcast listener number one, we do have some new membership plans. They get you some extra stuff. You pay. We're keeping the existing plan the same, and you get exactly what you got before. I got an email today from somebody who said, I'm offended that you have so many membership levels. You should have just raised prices. And I was like, no, I decided not to raise prices. I didn't want to do that. I mean, it might have to happen someday, but I didn't want to do it. And so we didn't do it. We kept $6 plus Six Colors, $6, $60. Everything is still in there. But there's more stuff if you pay more, and we're going to do more videos, and we're going to do this live stream, and we're going to have some live events and other stuff like that for people who want to support us at a higher level. Part of it is, I heard from a lot of people said, $6 is all I'm giving you. You guys are really
I want to pay you more.
I want to pay you more. Yeah, I want to give them the ability to pay me more if they want to and get something for it.
And honestly, I will say that I think that the way you approached it is so smart. And I have lots to say about Memberful and Discord and all those pieces. And I think some of those integrations are really brilliant. But I think that saying anybody who's already paying me still has exactly what they ever paid for was a stroke of genius on your part. An unsurprising genius.
Thank you very much.
To me, the struggle with any service or any creator that offers both free and paid stuff is what goes where, like, because you're proud of everything, you're like, I kind of want everybody to get everything, but that's not really a sane way to run a business and make money from it. And saying, like, anything you've already paid for, you continue to get. And I'm sure you'll have some fans who are like, man, I wish I could get this extra perk without having to pay more. And I think you wish you could give it to everybody without anybody having to pay more. But, like, you have to, in order to make it be a successful and viable and growing business, like, you have to have these tiers. Right. But I don't know. I was really impressed by the way you built it all.
Well, thank you. I didn't know you were going to say that before I invited you on. If I had known, I would have invited you on sooner. But no, it's every level up, we're literally doing more work. I mean, that's the short of it, is the existing plan remains, and we're going to give them everything that they already had. But at the higher levels, we're going to do more work and give them more stuff. Like, it's not like that's the part, like, this doing this live and doing a bunch of new videos and doing the other stuff, like live Zoom chats with people. That's all extra time and extra work that we're going to put into it. So I feel better. Like, I didn't launch. So the membership originally launched November of 15. It was 14 months after we launched Six Colors.
And you were 4 years old at the time.
And I had planned I had planned for it from day one. And basically, I couldn't get over the fact that I was going to ask people for money. And it was really hard to be like, I want you to give me money, because I don't know. It's just, it's a weird thing to ask people for. This time, I didn't have that issue, but I did still feel very much like, I don't want to take all the people who are very nice and support me and Dan and all the other people who work on Six Colors doing this thing, and say, I didn't want to raise the price. But I also looked at the fact that the price has stayed the same for seven years. And I thought, can I give them more?
This economy?
Yeah. So can I give them more? And so that's what we're going to try to do, is give people more. But also, people shouldn't feel bad if they just want to be at the level that they are. You get all the things you got before. I can't say that enough. That, like, we're doing a bunch of video stuff. If video doesn't interest you, don't worry about it. Like, forget it. Your support at any level is great and amazing, and I thank you so much for it, because it allows me to keep doing this and allows Dan to keep doing this. So we thank you for that. But I did want to do some other stuff for people who wanted more, and I thought video was maybe a way into that. So we've been experimenting with video for the last year or so, doing live videos, and it's going to be the same.
Really cool videos.
It's going to be the same approach as it was for that stuff. For the writing, videos will be the same way, which is we'll do videos live for everyone that have broad appeal, that are like a new Apple product came out. And then, that's the same thing as like my review of a new Apple product is not a members only review, right? That's why I have the free version of the site, is I want to give stuff away for free. I want lots of people to see it. And then hopefully some of them will become supporters and see the other stuff too. So the same will be true of the videos, but I don't know. It's early. I literally pushed out multiple, new pull requests from GitHub today to change some stuff based on feedback. Clearer that the More Colors posts are videos, because they weren't labeled as videos, so now they're labeled as videos. It's a work in progress. If people have feedback, I would love to hear it. And also, I think over time, if you've got feedback about what we're doing at any level, really, I'd love to hear it, because the original plan for the site was like a newsletter. Members got as a newsletter, and over time we did a whole bunch of other stuff, including having the podcast. Like, that was not even a thought when we launched it, and it turned out that feedback led us down that path into making this a real thing. This is a real thing.
I think it's 100% a real thing.
Especially
with Dan out, now it feels real. But there's something you were making the point about how people who want to stay at their initial tier shouldn't feel bad about staying at their initial tier. And like, I can't drive home how much I feel that one personally, because I think that a lot of what, you know, Dan and Moltz and I do, other past Dan Moltz and I do, with Rebound Prime is inspired by what you've done. It was inspired by what Mike and Steven have done with Relay, etc. But like, the Rebound Prime has very few things in the way of perks, and there's people who are like, oh, we wish we could pay you even more. I'm like, well, I don't even know what you'd be paying us more for. We have no time to offer you anything else. But I am genuinely, I guess there's no better word than moved by the fact that people are willing to spend money to support things that you do. Like, I think it's great. And I think that, nobody has to feel bad if they don't want to up level because they don't want the other perks. But like, I was referencing earlier, I'm very impressed by the Memberful Discord integration. I was nervous about Discord in general when we started moving Rebound Prime that way. But I think it's great. I think it's adaptable, and it's the year of Discord on the desktop, I think. And I don't know. I just feel really good about what you're doing, and I look up to you, Jason, as a role model for how to run membership services.
Thank you, Lex. It can't be said enough how much and usually the podcast is not about the membership program, but this week it is. I am so grateful for anyone who is a member. Honestly, it really is. Like, that's why I was reluctant to even ask for 14 months. I was like, do people even want to? And I also learned over the last few years that our biggest enemy is not people being jerks and saying, I don't value what you do. our biggest enemy is that people are not aware that there's a membership program. Because, right. And I know this because our membership program, when the site was on Movable Type, our membership program was like a link that said, oh, by the way, we have a membership program. And one of the reasons I moved, it's a little bit like the Discord move. One of the reasons I moved to WordPress was because it had Memberful integration. I could actually do things with the membership. And I started being able to post, instead of it being in a newsletter, the member stuff could go on the site. And in your RSS feed, if you were a member, you could read it. And I couldn't do any of that in Movable Type. And let's just say the membership doubled.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, actually doubled because people didn't know. They just didn't know. So for this, right. Yeah, we want to try with video. We know that not everybody wants to do video, and that's fine. We're trying to be very nice about any features at the higher levels if you do choose. If you're not at the higher levels and you choose to go up, anything that is live will also be archived because I know the world is round. So we're going to do all of that.
Say what?
The world, yeah, I know, it's true. And if you have a problem with the upgrade, I wanted to say, if you do decide to upgrade, thank you. And if it's trying to say, I'll upgrade you in January, just send me a note, send me an email, send me a tweet, send me a Discord message, whatever you want. Subscribers@sixcolors.com will work. And tell me you want to upgrade and it's not letting you, and I will fix it. Because Memberful won't, but I will, because I love you.
He's like Bob the Builder. Jason can fix it.
Yes,
he can.
It takes a lot of clicks in Memberful, let me tell you, but it can be done. It can be done. I have to make a new subscription and extend it to based on prorate your old subscription, and then I have to delete your old subscription. It's a whole thing. So, and we'll learn, and we'll learn about this thing too. How it changes the podcast. So the goal here is that the podcast is still going to be the podcast again. And then we'll do it live if people want to listen in, and we'll stick around afterward and have a little after show. But we'll figure out anything else going on this week, Lex, other than my own stuff. I don't know.
Other than the big six colors upgrade, I mean, I think that's the big story of the week.
Clearly, top story.
I'm pretty excited about it. The other bee in my bonnet this week and last week is battery life on Apple Watches. I think I'm the only person endlessly talking about that.
Oh, interesting. Oh, man, I'm not even wearing my Apple Watch right now. It's still my bedside. I'm not getting any stand credit.
Every step you've taken today has been a waste.
Oh, man, what am I even doing? I should just roll around on the ground now.
But on the watch, if you go into settings and then you go down to battery and then you choose battery health, it'll tell you, just like your phone can, what your maximum capacity is. And mine on my... I never remember what series I have. I think it's a Series 5. It's whatever the first model was that was always on display. Mine's 83%, and it doesn't feel quite old enough to be that low already. And everybody I know with a Series... Is it the Series 5? Was that the first one that was on display?
I think that's right.
Everybody I know with that watch is in the 80s, the low 80s at best for maximum capacity. And that feels like a little bit more degradation than is reasonable at this time. But that's the only other topic. The most important thing is that the new six colors tiers. That's what people want to hear about.
My feeling is... I'm not going to sweat the percentages. My feeling is the Apple Watch battery health, it should be that you should be able to go for a full day without worrying about it and without going into, you know, turtle mode, you know, where it gives up and just puts up the time and says, I can't do anything more than this. I give up. You should be able to do that for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I think that pick your time, but like that is the fundamental of, I think, Apple Watch battery life. It shouldn't be based on like percentages or anything. It really should be, can I wear this all day with an activity session at some point where I go for a run or bike ride or whatever and have it last all day? And then 3 years later, it still can do that. And if like after a year or two, it can't do that, that's not good enough, I think.
Yeah. And that's my frustration is that my watch almost, if I don't charge it, now I have this new pattern of charging it midday multiple times in the day and then forgetting that I've taken it off and wasting steps. But if I don't do that, then at the end of the day, it's, you know, by the time I'm going to bed, the watch is fully dead. And that's annoying.
Yeah. No, that's no good. I hate it. That has happened to me occasionally. And I think it's because I didn't charge it properly. And then I think it's charged, but it wasn't. But occasionally I've had that happen where I'm sitting and like watching TV and I look down and it's like, oh no, what happened to you, Apple Watch? and it's no good. It's no, I don't like it. I don't like it. The day, when I had a Pebble back in the day, my issue with the Pebble was that it ran out of battery all the time, and it had longer battery life than the Apple Watch. But it was 100%. But it was esoteric battery life, right? It was like 3 days or something. So you had to write. Title. If we titled these, that's what. Maybe we'll just call it that. Let's just say esoteric battery. I'm going to write that down. That's the title of this episode. Because it would be like 3 or 4 days, and so you couldn't. What I'm saying is, people like patterns, right? And I can't remember to charge a watch every 3 days. Right. And when when the Apple Watch came out, people were like, "Oh, you got to charge it every day." I'm like, "No." A day, unless you can do it like every week, until you get to that point, once a day is actually all you need to hit. I don't want to charge it multiple times a day. I want to charge it once a day. But if you can get my battery life to once a day, we're good. Because if I do it every, if I don't have to charge it every day and it's every third day, it's going to be like the Pebble. I'm going to say, I don't need to charge it today, and I'll do that for 3 straight days, and then on day 4, it's dead. So,
do you remember when old cell phones were like that, like in the pre-smartphone era, when you could just not charge your phone for days at a time?
You know, that the thing that that happens to me now, everything else is on a daily cycle for me, is a Kindle. Mm, and by Kindle, I actually mean Kobo, but you're an Amazon employee, so we're going to say Kindle. People know what a Kindle is. Anyway, e-ink readers have long battery life, but not infinite, right? And it's the same thing where I don't bother charging my e-book reader. I don't bother. And then I'm sitting there reading it, and it says, danger, danger, danger. You can't read this book anymore. I'm like, oh, right. I got to charge this thing. Because it's...
And whenever that happens, I'm like, I'm not going to stop reading. I'm not going to remember to plug this in before I go to sleep. So I plug it in right then, and then have to stay at a really awkward angle in bed so it can charge while I'm reading before I give up and go to sleep and let it charge overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my approach.
So this is esoteric battery life is what I'm saying.
My only other Apple Watch battery moment that stresses me out, that I should really just disable and don't, is I find the rapid tap that it does when it knows your bedtime is coming and it wants you to know that you have to charge it. I find that one alarming every time. I find it scary.
I've actually learned to love it. I started there, and now I know that it's my watch telling me, hey, buddy, wind it down. And I don't
but it really amps me up.
It's a lot of taps. It's a frantic set of taps to tell you to go to sleep, right?
Hey buddy,
calm down. Yeah, you're right.
I think what it is that it feels a whole lot like the phone ringing vibration, and
it's like an Amber Alert. Like,
I have to be on a call. Yes.
For sleeping.
It's a lot.
For getting sleepy.
Oh my God, it's time for sleep. Yeah. It's a lot. It's too much. Yeah. I'm going
to
turn it off.
I wanted to give you credit, by the way, while you're here, since you've been so nice at praising me in this episode, I want to give you credit. You are my friend who gives me like reactions to Apple Watch activity things the most. I take a bike ride, I go for a run, I take a walk or a hike, and then there's a Lex says, you know, one of those pre-formatted things that Apple lets you react to a friend doing a workout. And so thank you. Those are fun.
You're
and
so welcome.
You get me. You send those to me all the time. I love them.
Official Dan taught me a couple years back that you can customize those replies as well. Like, you can write your own in real time if you're willing to scribble or dictate on the watch.
Right.
So, you know, I really care when I've done a custom message for you. But yes, I do love those activity messages because, you know, my watch is only supposed to tap me for important things. I have way too many notifications on. But among them are that you or Casey or Dan or... I guess Moltz has done exercise and my kids. And then I have to respond. I guess just one kid of mine has an Apple Watch. I enjoy responding because I'm proud of everybody who's getting out there and doing stuff.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. I should do more of that myself, but I don't, because I'm worried now that I've been so silent for so long that I'm just going to disturb somebody, that they realize I've been seeing their successes in Apple activity for all these years and not said anything.
It tends
anything.
To go in waves for me. I have some friends who like are silent, and then my buddy Marco, not that Marco, but my buddy Marco just recently started. Every time I'm off my bike, I get a message from him.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure it'll stop, and then it'll start again in a few months. But yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, Lex, thank you so much for being on the Six Colors podcast in its new yet also the same form I appreciate it.
Thank you, and congratulations on everything. And so, just to recap for your listeners and your subscribers, there are now new tiers. If you want to keep everything you have and do nothing else, do nothing. You're good. You have lost access to nothing. Everything is exactly the same. But if you want more stuff, go check it. I don't even know where to go on Six Colors, but go somewhere.
Well, I mean, you can just go to the homepage and click membership or your membership, or you can go to sixcolors.com/subscribe. But you're already a member, so you would be upgrading, and you can let me know if there are any issues that you have with that. And if you want to stay where you are, we love you. Thank you. You're fine. If you want more secret Six Colors podcast extras and some videos and other stuff, and to support us at a higher level, do that too. But it's great. Thank you, Lex, for being here. And until next time, bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.